We've got an email here for you from Brian Ray, and he says, "Hi there, Naked Scientists. This is Brian. I'm a university majoring in biology. I really appreciate listening to your programme. It turns me into a real know-it-all, for what it's worth. I have a science question for you. This summer, I've taken up playing the guitar. Unfortunately, all I have is a steel string guitar, and it's made some pretty wicked calluses all over the ends of my fingers. I've noticed that the mouse pad on my laptop no longer responds to the tips of my calloused fingers, but it does work perfectly well with the fingerprints of all fingers on the other hand, and the click wheel of my iPod also responds to my calloused fingers. So how does that work?"
I think the way that the trackpads on laptops work is that they have two sets of wires, one running horizontally and one running vertically. And then they look at what's called the capacitance between the two of them. So if you make a voltage in one of them, how much that voltage is picked up in the other one. And if you put your finger near it, that changes quite considerably. But if you're anything conductive near it, it will change it. But the problem is, if you've got a lot of very thick calloused finger of dry skin on the top, that's insulating, so it's not conducting anymore, and so it won't have the same effect.
And what about with his iPod then? Why does that work?
I'm guessing that's just, probably they've just got a slightly more sensitive system.
Or is it pressure sensitive, perhaps?
Could be. Definitely some of the iPod ones work on the same way as a laptop trackpad. But possibly there's some pressure sensitive ones. I don't know about the older iPods. Or it could just be they're more sensitive and they can detect you from further away.
Okay, well, I'm glad we managed to sort that one out.